Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna
Today I will be talking about the killing of Bakasura. So one day the coward boys are coming back from a drink at a huge body of water east of Nandagram. On their way back, they saw a huge creature, a bird that was white. They were curious because they'd never seen this thing. And when they got closer, they realized it was living. They got really afraid at seeing this huge creature. Krishna knew it was Bakasura. Also, because he was the Supreme Lord, he knew that Bakasura thought he could easily defeat Krishna. But Krishna has unlimited power, whereas Bakasura only had limited power. Who would win? Limited or unlimited? Unlimited. So Krishna willingly entered Bakasura's mouth for some fun, but he didn't go any further than the throat. So when Krishna entered Bakasura's mouth, Balaram and the coward boys were stunned, literally lifeless, senses without life. Even though Balaram knew that Krishna was all-powerful, and also Balaram could easily destroy the demon, but these didn't come to Balaram because of his brotherly affection. When Krishna reached Bakasura's throat, Bakasura's throat started to burn. Bakasura couldn't tolerate it, so he spit Krishna out. When he saw Krishna come out, he attacked him with his beak immediately. Krishna played around with Bakasura for a little bit, dodging all of Bakasura's attacks. Then, Krishna grabbing onto Bakasura's lower beak, he caught hold of his upper beak and then split them apart, like a child splitting a blade of grass. That left Bakasura lifeless. Then Bakasura's soul entered Krishna. Why did Bakasura's soul enter Krishna? Why was Krishna so merciful to Bakasura? In his past life, Bakasura was a demon named Utkala. Utkala was fishing in a pond next to a sage's hermitage. The sage asked him to stop fishing near his hermitage. Utkala didn't care for the sage's words, so the sage cursed him to become a duck who eats fish. Then Utkala started pleading to the sage that everyone gets good fortune when in the presence of a sage. So the sage said, "Alright, then in your next life you will enter Krishna." Utkala slash Bakasura's misfortune turned into fortune. That is how merciful the Lord is to even to those who are not righteous. Also, Bakasura had always been living a life of violence. So his life ended with violence. Just like that, if you lead your life in a sin, your life will end in sin. So better be Krishna consciousness and don't end a life or lead a life like Bakasura.